www.rnz.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay unang linggo ng Pebrero. Buwan na ng mga puso. At siyempre, medyo may bagyo ng konti. February 1st talagang umuulan, mahangin, and I was attending the funeral of a dear friend. Eh, talagang grabe ang ano, matraffic siyempre dahil ganyan naman, pag medyo umuulan, natataranta ang mga tao sa kalsada. Mm-hmm. And como work day yun, Friday, pag uwian, matraffic din dahil mga iba naman aalis papuntang holiday. Oo. Dahil nag-day off ng Monday dahil holiday nga ang Tuesday. Waitangi Day. So, ayun, ginabing umuwi. Kumusta, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm good, Tita. How about you?
Yeah.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. Busy.
Parang yun naman tayo. Eh.
Oo. Yeah. So, how did you spend, hindi naman long weekend, but at least Saturday and Sunday,
wala lang sa ano lang sa bahay, you know, there's a lot of things to do
at home,
you know,
yeah.
At home,
me too, cleaning up and all that.
So yeah, anyway, dito naman kami mga kababayan, kapuso at mga kaibigan, welcome to an hour of fun and chatting and news for an hour. So, yeah, stay with us. Okay, so what's up for this afternoon, Tita V?
mag-planet Earth muna tayo.
Okay, hanap buhay.
Ayan po ang Planet Earth Travel jingle na ginawa ni Maripaz Reggio. Yun po sa hindi nakakaalaala kay Maripaz, isa po siyang Filipino singer dito sa Auckland na ngayon ay meron ng 18-year-old girl.
Are they still here?
They visited us here. Her 18-year-old girl joined the Miss Philippines New Zealand last year, or the year before. And she is studying architecture in the Philippines, about to finish.
Nandoon yun ng bata.
But bumisita siya rito nitong Christmas holidays. Twice. Yeah. And in fact, pareho tayong wala, siyang nag-panel. Si Katrina Reggio. Katrina Marie Reggio. At narito po ang ating local news hatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel. Teens desperate bid to escape fatal flash flood in Waitakere Ranges. A group of teenagers tried to scramble onto rocks as a flash flood swept through them, killing two of their group. The five boys, all from Auckland and aged 17, had been swimming at the Cascade Falls area in the Waitakere Ranges when heavy rain struck around 4:15 p.m. yesterday. They had tried to scramble onto rocks before attempting to cross to the other side to reach their vehicle. Two had made it to the river bank, but three were swept away, police confirmed today. One then ran to the nearby golf course to raise the alarm. He was taken to a Waitakere hospital with mild hypothermia. One of the three who swept away managed to grab hold of a tree on the bank of the stream and was eventually winched to safety by the Westpac rescue helicopter at about 7:15 p.m. Two of the boys were found deceased. Inspector Fatawili Fanene said they have been identified as Sosi Turagavai Biu and Mitz Wuli, both 17. At about 6:40 p.m., Sosi Turagavai Biu of Masi was found in the water under a bridge on Bethel's Road near Tehanga Road, Fanene said. Then at about 7:50, the body of Mitz Wuli from Waitakere was located by search and rescue teams in the Cascade Falls area near where they were swimming. The boys' deaths have been referred to the coroner. Fanini said the boys' families were very distraught. The normally tranquil stream from Cascade Falls became like Hookah Falls as heavy rain struck the Waitakere ranges. Pilot Rob Arrowsmith said of the rescue helicopter from Auckland Westpac, crew member at the Vineyard and intensive care paramedic Russell Clark initially believed they were rescuing two people who had been swept away, but on speaking with them realized there were another three missing. The normally gentle Cascade Falls had swollen to look like Hookah Falls in a picturesque bushy valley, he said. He flew downstream as far as Bethel's Road, where one person was found dead. Concerned the body might be washed further downstream, Arrowsmith flew to pick up firefighters nearby and dropped them off to look after the dead person. Flying back upstream to continue the search, the water had receded by several meters within half an hour, he said. The young man was... The young man was winched up to the helicopter and taken to a waiting ambulance. That's the second one. Searching continued till dark, with police search and rescue eventually finding the body of the second person. Yeah. Oh, very sad.
That's
yeah.
really sad. Kahapon lang yan, tita. So it was really a tragic or us, you know. Kasi yung piha, it's pushy, but I think they reckon it's about the dieback disease with, you know, sa mga trees. Mm. That's why.
Ano daw ang, what's the effect of dieback disease?
Yung mga tao, when you go through sa, pag nag-walking ka or, you know, nag-bushwalk ka, you should wear, you know, when you enter the bush, merong spray at saka ano, dapat you should spray that one before entering the bush and after.
Ang inyong footwear?
Yes.
And then?
Yeah.
But so, what has it got to do with the falls or with
I think sa ano nga na namamatay yung mga trees dahil doon, and then nag-overflow yung
nag-overflow ang tubig.
From the
I see.
Diba may storm tayo last weekend, so that's why.
I was out to friend's 50th birthday party yesterday.
Lakas,
visibility zero. Ano na yun, mga 5 o'clock na yun.
Yes.
But even going earlier, I was attended another joint birthday party of 5 of my friends. And it was visibility zero going only to Mount Wellington as well.
Oh, that's so far, tita. Ang busy ng life mo.
I have so many friends. And when they all gathered, not all, but at least 5 have birthdays and said, come over. So rain or shine.
Rain or shine ka talaga. And you'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. So... maghahanap tayo ng isang magandang awitin dito.
Yes. Ano bang awitin natin dyan?
This is from Jericho Rosales.
Jericho Rosales.
Yes.
Anong title niya? Is it bago ba?
I think hindi luma na din ito. I think we will see this guitar man.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
draws the crowd and plays so loud. Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love. He can make you cry. He will bring you down. Then he'll get you high. Something keeps him going for miles and miles a day to find another place to play. And night after night he treats you right, baby, it's a guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. And then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting for miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You wanna get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call you on and take them home. Begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin, but he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to be. It fades away. He's got to play.
Ayan po si Jericho Rosales.
Ayan.
At yan ang
Guitar Man.
Guitar Man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, shall we do the Philippine news?
Yeah, pwede na.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or maghanap buhay tayo ng GNMs. Meron ka bang ano dyan? How about sa...
naiwan ko nga yung ano ko eh, yung
Di bali na. So mag-ano na lang tayo. Philippine news.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay, here's the Philippine news for today. Duterte BOC to destroy McLaren other seized cars. Manila, Philippines, President Duterte is witnessing the destruction of 30 smuggled luxury cars, including a McLaren worth around $265,500. Which is equivalent to 13.3 million peso. Wow. During the 116th anniversary celebration with the Bureau of Customs on Tuesday, the president earlier announced that the BOC would be destroying the vehicles as a deterrent to smuggling. Sources said 9 of the cars were seized at the port of Manila, 2 at the Manila International Container Port, 9 at the port of Subic, 7 at the port of Davao, and 3 at the port of Cebu. The hot cars seized from POM, MICP, and Subic would be gathered and condemned in one site, while those in Davao and Cebu would be destroyed simultaneously in their respective areas. All vehicles are classified as used, except for 3 brand new vehicles, namely 2 units of Toyota and 1 Mercedes-Benz that were all impounded at the Davao port. Among those to be crushed by a bulldozer, I think BMW and Mercedes-Benz cars.
Okay.
A Lexus,
yeah, I'm on radio
Corvette Stingray,
okay.
Ford Explorer-based Jaguar Type S, Audi S5, and a 2012 Jeep Wrangler. The Duterte's approach in dealing with smuggled vehicles differs from the previous practice of auctioning them off. While the government is bent on raising revenues to finance its projects, Duterte said he would not allow the auction of these vehicles. In the past, smugglers used fake consignees to illegally bring in vehicles, then turn around and purchase cars at the auction. And that's for the Philippine news. Okay.
Hatid po sa atin ng ating mga sponsors, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, Massey
Home Loans,
New Zealand Home Loans, and Wilson West at ISM New Zealand Limited. Meron ba tayong entertainment news?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is a an English pop band, the XXX, gives Pinoy fans a treat. Manila, Philippines. On their second visit to the country, members of the indie pop band, the XXX from London, want to make sure they do their Filipino fans a solid, performing in a bigger venues this time. There's a special tire to their February 7th show at the World Trade Center being sold at special discounted rate. Guitarist vocalist Romy Medley cocktails the stars. Sometimes our management make decision because they know us well. Grateful for being able to do what she and her bandmates are passionate about every day. She knows how important it is for fans to be able to take part in what they love. I know expensive it is to go to a show and what a challenge it could be experienced that if you don't have enough money. She adds, music is to be enjoyed and consider it is privilege to share the experience with as many people who like our music as possible. The XXX also composed of Oliver Sim, bass, vocals, and Jamie Smith, have been an Asian tour in support of the ICU album since January. It already brought them to Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, and Hong Kong last February. They perform in Taipei on the 5th of February before they land in Manila. Osaka, Tokyo, and Seoul are the other stops this month. Luckily, we have the FaceTime that helps us in the touch, Romy notes. Our friends and family do understand that we have to be away, the biggest challenge for me. Still, the love they get from the fans all over the world is enough fuel to keep in fire in their souls. Having had the chance to play everything from the theater, stadiums, and even open airs, festivals to crowd of hundreds to several thousands. The XXX members have indeed gotten the best of both worlds, being indie with a big enough following across the globe. Yan. Hindi ko man ito ano. Mm-hmm. I think they're yung XX group galing London.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're like, isa ba yun from, isa one of the Innova is Filipino ba?
Anong pangalan?
Romy Medley? Ewan ko. But yeah, they've been touring around Asia na eh. Asian, Philippines, Tokyo.
Hello.
And Seoul.
Yeah, just a moment.
Yeah, okay. Ayan, mga kababayan.
And how are you today, Jella?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Did you have a good break during the holiday period?
Yeah, it was nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do to occupy yourself for how many months? 2 months, I think, or almost three?
Yeah, about two.
Mm-hmm. About two.
Yeah, it was fun.
Ah, that's good. And you helped Mom around the house?
Yes.
Good girl. So what have you got for our listeners today? Brilliant News Update star Jella Piloton.
All right. Good afternoon to all our listeners. This is Jella, your Bulilit reporter for Samut Sari Cultural Radio, 104.6 FM, with some news and events for today. With Waitangi coming up, a celebration is being hosted at Orkaic Domain, 11 Tamaki Drive, Orkaic. This free community event will allow you to enjoy food from the delicious food stalls, arts and crafts, and activities all around the venue, also including fantastic local musicians live on the main stage there. And at the Prince's Wharf, 143 Quay Street CBD, is the Vector Lights. You can bring along a picnic and find a spot with a great view of the bridge with the family. The lights being displayed from 9 till midnight. Get out on the next few nights to experience this bright event that lasts until Waitangi Day. Not just this important day coming up, but school is back for most students, getting back to learning and homework, and to hope that this year will be a better year than last. That's all I have for the week. Sorry for the short news.
That's all right. At least you told us or reminded us about the Waitangi Day.
Oh, yeah.
When is it again? I'm testing you now.
Waitangi Day is on Tuesday.
Oh, good. I thought you forget about it because I did. Thank you, Jella. You have a lovely
afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At yan po ang ating Bulilit News Update. Narito po ang isang awitin. Tiyak po masasayahan kayo dito kasi double-bladed. This is Ako ang Nagtanim. Ibig sabihin, ako ang nagtanim pero ibang kumain. Saklap naman.
Saklap ng buhay.
Pero magugustuhan po ninyo ito. Napaka-lively. And my lesson. Ito po.
I'm
Ayan, napakaganda. Nagusto mo ba ang lyrics, Lisa?
Mo, parang nakaka-relate. Totoo naman 'yun, 'di ba? Yung mga
oo.
Tayo ang nag tanim, pero iba naman yung umaani. we do all the work, hard work, and then someone else is just totoo yan, sometimes sa buhay natin may ganyang mga tao, pero anyway, we just lop it off and forget about that it's happening, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So ganyan talagang buhay, hindi natin maiwasan. So
meron akong gustong i-share para sa
ano yan, tita?
This is kasi malapit na ang ating Lenten season. Sa February 14, Ash Wednesday na.
Ay, oo nga pala. Mm-hmm. Maaga pala. Oo. Yung Holy Week ngayon. March, di ba?
Oo, March. Ang Good Friday ay hindi ko matandaan kung kailan. But it is in March, hindi April.
Yes.
So, yung pong mga taga North Shore, ito sa St. Luke's Bayswater, Monday, February 5, 3 to 4:30 p.m. Or Flanagan St. Joseph's in Takapuna, Tuesday, February 13, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Meron pong Introduction to Christian Meditation. So why not try Christian Meditation? Free courses po ito to get you started. Ulitin ko po ang venue. Yan ay either sa St. Luke's Church in Bayswater, sa North Shore po ito, Monday 5th February from 3 to 4:30 p.m. or Tuesday 13th February 7 to 8:30 p.m. Flanagan Lounge at St. Joseph's, Takapuna. At yan po ay free courses of, Introduction to Christian Meditation. The same short courses will be delivered on two nights. Ito po, meditation is a universal spiritual discipline central to most world religions and wisdom traditions. There are many different forms of meditation. In all of them, the emphasis is on practice and experience rather than theory and knowledge. Father John Main, a Benedictine monk, rediscovered this ancient tradition of our Christian meditation. He taught it for our time and opened it to all people. Meditation is prayer that leads us closer to God beyond thinking and understanding. Rather than talking to God in formal prayers, we let go of words and images and listen to God who speaks in the silence and stillness within us. This short course helps us to get started in meditation, how to center ourselves in God and achieve balance and harmony in our spiritual and physical lives. For more information, you may ring Sheila or Graham on 489-4389 or Eileen on 021-0822-4744. The numbers again, Sheila or Graham on 489-4389 or Eileen on 021-0822-4744. Mag-meditate po tayo. At naritong muli isang awitin. Alitap-tap naman. Alam mo ang alitap-tap, Lisa?
I think that's fireflies.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so nice.
Kisap tulad ay bituing may munting liwanag. Ang alitap-tap,
ang siyang katulad ng pag-ibig mo na andap-andap. Kung kaya dapat ika'y mag-ingat nang hindi maglaho ang iyong liwanag. Pag-ingatan mo, pag nga tupilas ka ay tapos ang kwento.
Po ang alitap-tap. So, firefly nga.
Fireflies.
At narito naman po, doon sa gustong tumulong sa mundo, especially doon sa mga medyo nagkaswerte na nagkaroon ng polio. Oh. Oo. Halos lahat ng parte ng mundo mayroon yan. But at least, good on Rotary Club International, marami nang natulungan at na-eradicate na halos ang polio. But may naiiwan pang kunti. So tuloy-tuloy na kailangang mag-raise ng funds para matulungan yung mayroong mga affected ng polio na ito. Ang kabutihan nito, for example, the Rotary Club of New Lynn, District 990. Nagpa-fundraising kami. We are going to have a bingo on the Saturday, 19th March, from 5 to 9 p.m. And this will be held at Glen Eden Community and Recreation Center, which is at 44 Glendale Road, Glen Eden. The entrance is via Harold Moody Park. Ito po ang first prize niya is $150 cash. Second prize is $100 and third prize is $50, but there are lots of other prizes in kind to be won. The ticket is only $10, but you have 6 games included in that. And there are Filipino food for sale, so hindi kayo magugutom. At mura lang po yan dahil fundraising nga. What will happen is, if for example, we raise $1,000, Bill Gates and his wife Melinda Gates will triple it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So our $1,000 will become $3,000.
Yeah.
But that goes to Rotary International. Mm-hmm. And it,
hindi lang yan just here in New Zealand. Is it all over?
All over, yeah. Oh. And hindi lang New Zealand ang makikinabang or Pilipinas or America, but all over kung saan mayroong polio.
Yeah.
Idinidistribute yan dahil hindi lang naman tayo.
Oo nga naman.
Pero in our little way, makakatulong din tayo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yan po, kung kailangan kayo ng gusto nyong maglaro, masaya ang bingo. Ako last year, nakapanalo ako.
Oo. Saan bingo yon dito?
Sa West din.
Oh, okay.
Pero yun ay sa basketball.
Ay,
fundraising
sa
ng basketball youth.
Sa kay Aida?
Ni Aida. What is Aida's last name again?
Aida.
Sorry, Aida.
Mga names
hindi
lang
maandar,
natatanda.
Hindi umaandar ang... But Aida is a member of Rotary Club Newlyn 2, and she is the one spearheading this. And Tita Verge and all other Filipinos who are members of Rotary Club Newlyn, together with the Kiwis and other ethnic groups that are members of Rotary Club of Newlyn, are helping out to sell tickets. Ayan. So, masaya po yan.
Okay.
If you want to help, $10 po ang ticket. Tumawag kay Tita Verge, 0210677597.
Oh, ayan. Mm-hmm. So, bili kayo. It's for a good cause. Makatatulong na. Mag-enjoy pa kayo at may mga pagkain pa. Pero mm-hmm. hindi yun libre, ha?
Ayan.
Ayan. It's on the 17th of March from mm-hmm. 5 in the afternoon until 9 o'clock sa gabi.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan, sa Glen Eden Community and Recreation Center. Ayan.
At narito po muli si Jericho Rosales. Ang kanyang aawitin naman ay Pusong Ligaw.
Walang kamatayan, ako'y
Ayan. Ayan, mga kapuso. Ang ganda ng awitin ni Jericho Rosales. Ano ba yun? Sa, to, ano ba ang title ulit? Pusong ligaw pala. Ano ba yung pangalawang tugtog mo, tita? Ano ba yan? Galing ba rin kay Jericho?
I love your ways.
Ah.
I like the way you smile. I love to fall into pieces whenever you say it's you and I. And I like to hold your places you have not seen. I like to give you surprises. You are my sweet surprise. And you give me joy.
Narito po ang ating Women's Affairs at iba pa. Migration Philippines, the promotion and protection of women migrant workers' rights is critical to the advancement of the human rights agenda. UN Women is committed to promoting women migrant workers' rights and protecting them against exclusion and exploitation at all stages of migration, and is working on gender-sensitive human rights-based solutions to improve the status of all migrant women and to ensure that migration enables equitable and inclusive growth and human development for all. Towards this end, the UN Women Philippines Project Office implements the global initiative on promoting and protecting women migrant workers' labor and human rights, engaging with international, national human rights and mechanisms to enhance accountability. A 3-year project, 2014 to 2016 po ito, focusing on research capacity building and advocacy project funded by the European Commission with Philippines as a pilot country, Mexico and Moldova as the two other pilots. Even though the Philippines have relatively advanced experiences in migration policies and administration compared to other countries in the region, much more efforts are recruited to enhance the focus on gender-sensitive migration policies and practices. The project promotes gender-responsive migration in the Philippines by developing key policy strategies and recommendations, enhancing stakeholder collaboration, and facilitating national-owned process that led to important legislative changes for more responsive gender-responsive migration laws. Building on an established platform of knowledge on the developmental impacts of migration, the project analyzes migrant remittances and asset building from a gender perspective. This illustrates the multiple contributions of women migrant workers to the Philippines economy and overall development, including areas for the empowerment of women migrant workers. The Philippines pilot has been the first to model a sustainable approach to capacity development on gender, migration, and development using a context-specific training of trainers approach, as well as capacity development targeting key government migration agencies and women migrant workers organizations, including their support groups, with subsequent plans to institutionalize these efforts for long-term sustainability. Ayan po, may ginagawa naman ang ating gobyerno sa ating mga migrant women's workers.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And malapit na pong matapos ang ating isang oras na pakikipagniig sa inyo, kaya kami po ay nagpapaalam na sa inyong lahat at nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito po sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program. At narito po, iparirinig namin sa inyo ang dampa.
Ano yan?
Is maliit na bahay or bahay kubo.
Oh, bahay kubo.
Mas... And at the same time, babati na rin kami sa mga magbe-birthday.
Okay.
Binabati po namin ang lahat ng nagbe-birthday ngayon, nag-birthday kahapon, magbe-birthday bukas at sa darating na mga araw. Siyempre pa po, ang espesyal namin binabati ay ang ating mahal na si Father Elric na nagsilbi dito sa atin sa Auckland for 4 years. Happy birthday, Father. This is your significant birthday, 40. As they say, life begins at 40.
But so, yan.
For you, Father, may I say that the new 40 is the 21st in your case. Because as you are a fisher of men, you are still too young And you still have many more years and many more men to fish. And happy birthday, Father.
Okay.
Lisa, yeah. may bulletin ka?
Ano lang, belated happy birthday po kay Ate Helen na nag-celebrate last Friday. Happy birthday po, Ate. I know na late na, pero, you know, it's the thoughts that counts, Ate, right?
Uh-huh.
At saka, yeah, sa lahat ng nag-birthday sa last week or this coming week. Happy birthday po sa lahat.
Mm-hmm. At syempre kahapon yung nag 50th birthday sa North Shore ang ating mahal na kaibigan Bernalyn Gansan. Happy birthday uli, Golden Girl. Mm-hmm. At magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Si Tita Birds po ito, nagpupugay sa inyo.
Okay, it's it. Si Lisa naman, magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Have a happy weekend.
Sa pipit sa sanga ng isang kahoy.